Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 19th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. And here are our top stories this evening. The situation is tense but calm in Harare, where war veterans clashed yesterday with police. This comes at a time when a ZANU-PF youth leader is accusing the media of funding factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
You enjoy very much to denigrate the leadership of ZANU-PF. You enjoy so much to say bad things about our president, about our two vice presidents, about the first lady and other leaders of ZANU-PF. As youth league, we are not happy.
President Robert Mugabe's lavish 92nd birthday party set to go ahead despite serious public criticism.
So it would have been better to use that money, for example, to invest in an institution that can at least equip Zimbabweans with basic living skills or life-saving skills.
Please do stand by for these stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The situation is tense but calm in Harare, where war veterans clashed yesterday with police. Now, the youth wing of the ruling ZANU-PF party is accusing the media of escalating internal fights within the party, which is facing an internal strife over the succession of President Robert Mugabe. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing a news conference at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare, the national secretary of the party's youth league, Pupuraito Garepi, castigated the media for allegedly fanning factionalism in ZANU-PF. Over the past month, ZANU-PF officials belonging to a group linked to Team Lacoste, a ZANU-PF faction allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and Generation 40, or G40, another faction reportedly linked to First Lady Grace Mugabe, have been trading barbs over President Robert Mugabe's unresolved succession question. Togarepi said the media is being irresponsible in its coverage of the goings-on in ZANU-PF.
You enjoy very much to denigrate the leadership of ZANU-PF. You enjoy so much to say bad things about our president, about our two vice presidents, about the first lady and other leaders of ZANU-PF. As youth league, we are not happy. We are very, very unhappy. And anybody, anyway, whether the person is in ZANU-PF or is outside ZANU-PF, must not insult our leadership.
Togarepi's criticism of the media comes in the wake of threats issued by his deputy Kudzai Chipanga early this week, in which he warned that the ZANU-PF Youth League would march to the state-controlled Herald newspaper's offices over its so-called lopsided coverage of the ruling party's internal squabbles. The Herald is allegedly siding with Mnangagwa's group in the battle to succeed Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 35 years. Zimbabwe newspaper's bosses were not immediately available for comment. War veterans, allegedly supporting the Vice President ZANU-PF faction, had running battles with the police in Harare yesterday. The situation appeared to be calm but tense in Harare today, with a heavy police presence still visible in the capital city. Several reporters in Harare criticized Togarepi's remarks. One such journalist is editor of the Observer newspaper, Barnabas Tondlana, who says Togarepi's utterances undermine the freedom of the press in the country.
I think that's a very, very misguided statement, because as the media, we are the eyes and ears of society. So whatever is happening in society, in political parties, in churches, in football, wherever, we actually report on it. And there's no way anybody, anywhere living or dead, can stop us from reporting what's happening in political parties.
Mr. Mugabe, who turns 92 on Sunday, has reportedly cancelled his traditional annual interviews ahead of his birthday on February 21st. His spokesperson, George Charamba, who is embroiled in ZANU-PF succession fights, is quoted in the state media saying Mr. Mugabe had pressing commitments and would conduct the interviews after the celebrations. But sources in ZANU-PF said Mr. Mugabe is trying behind the scenes to deal with the widening internal rifts in his party. At the same time, a group of war veterans led by Chris Muchangwa that was assaulted by police yesterday for allegedly holding an unsanctioned meeting regrouped in Harare today to discuss issues affecting their association as well as the ZANU-PF in-house squabbles. General Secretary of the Muchangwa-led faction of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Victor Matema Danda, said they were still in a meeting at the time of going to air. Meanwhile, Togarepi said his wing was happy with its preparations for President Robert Mugabe's 92nd birthday celebrations set for Great Zimbabwe in Mashingo Province. He refuted reports suggesting that organizers of the $800,000 bash were forcing villagers in the drought-stricken Mashingo Province to fork out money towards the function.
I'll tell you that 90% of the people who contribute to our logistics are Zimbabweans who come on their own volition, some of whom we don't even consult or approach for assistance. They just come because they appreciate what the president has done to them. And there is no need for us to go to anybody to say, but in any case, if people are going to come to a certain place, even church people, they can even ask each other and say, can we have a dollar so that after church service, we have drinks?
He added that organizers of the president's annual birthday celebrations were not concerned about the starvation being faced by the people in Mashingo, saying those were two different issues.
We are celebrating the life of a person that has brought so much good to his country. And these problems are not unique to Zimbabwe. Drought is not unique to Zimbabwe. The whole of Southern Africa, it is drought as we speak. Are they not celebrating the lives of their heroes?
Mashingo Province is one of the areas seriously affected by the El Nino-induced drought. Some villagers affected by the famine have called on the organizers of the 21st February movement celebrations to channel the resources set to be splashed at Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash towards averting hunger in the countryside. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, President Mugabe tonight, a few minutes ago, addressed the nation in an impromptu State of the Nation address where he apologized to the Liberation War veterans who were assaulted and tear-gassed by the police. However, Mugabe said the war vets were to blame for the unsanctioned meeting that was yesterday disrupted by the police. He castigated those who are taking sides in the battle to succeed him. Mugabe mentioned by name the two factions that are battling, one called the Coste Group and the other one called G40. Meanwhile, President Mugabe, who turns 92 within the next few days, is expected to hold a lavish $800,000 birthday bash next week in the impoverished Mashingo region, hard hit by a devastating drought. His critics say such annual birthday events do not benefit Zimbabweans. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from the provincial capital.
Mashingo inhabitants generally agree that the president should channel funds for marking his birthday towards income-generating projects and others meant to empower citizens so they can be self-sufficient. They say lavish birthday parties are a waste of funds, especially in a nation facing serious social and economic problems. Some argue that Mr. Mugabe should set up a school of politics or a Zimbabwe Development Fund to cater for various needs of the people instead of spending huge amounts of money on annual lavish birthday parties. At the same time, they believe that it is strange for him to throw a lavish birthday bash in Mashingo Province, currently hit by one of the worst droughts in living memory. Emmanuel Mutongi of Sese Communal Lands in Chiri says Mr. Mugabe's birthday parties are irrelevant, valueless to Zimbabweans.
Considering the current challenges that we are facing as Zimbabweans, to have those birthday running year in, year out, spending a lot of money, I think money should channel in the development of the country. For example, here in Mashingo, where they are planning to spend another huge money in one day, I think they should use the money in repairing the Mashingo Bedbridge Road, which is very in a deplorable state.
Some residents and analysts say Mr. Mugabe has been wasting thousands of dollars over the years celebrating his birthday every February 21st at the expense of suffering masses. Takawafira Zhou, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, PTUZ, says President Mugabe's birthday parties associated with the 21st February movement are supposed to be a day to remember his date of birth have outlived their purposes and should have been abandoned long back.
At best, Mugabe's birthday or 21st movement has outlived its purpose, and at worst, it has come to signify the suffering and extortion of money from poor villagers and civil servants.
Other Masvingo inhabitants like Samantha Guvamatanga say the president's birthday celebrations has lost significance as struggling people are allegedly being forced to fund it. Villagers claim that the ruling party is forcing them and teachers to pay between $1 and $7 as part of their contributions for the Zimbabwean leader. Zhou suggests that the president and his ruling party should stop holding these birthday bashes and channel the money raised towards assisting struggling children through the establishment of a scholarship fund, political school or university that will be named after him.
The birthday of Mugabe must add value to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country where the majority of the people, more than 85% of the people, are not employed. So it would have been better to use that money, for example, to invest in an institution that can at least equip Zimbabweans with basic living skills or life-saving skills. Or it could be important to perhaps even find a foundation for Mugabe, or a scholarship type of that would at least fund the students from that scholarship fund.
Under fire, Masvingo provincial chairperson Ezra Chadzamira, who heads the Mugabe Bash Fundraising Committee, says preparations for the event to be held at Great Zimbabwe Monuments next week are in top gear.
Preparations are at an advanced stage. We have organized the food, transport, and also other logistics are available to make our birthday successful for our president.
Chadzamira, who was suspended recently by Party National Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere, could not be drawn to discuss the finer details of the event and local people's claims that they are being forced to pay for the birthday bash. The last birthday bash held in Victoria Falls cost about $1 million. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Country Maramba.